It is my pleasure to welcome to Robinhood Radio Dr. Mark Herko, who has just been, well, not just within the last month, the new leader of the Sharon Hospital, which, of course, is part of Nuvance Health. And first of all, Dr. Herko, thanks for joining us today, and welcome to Sharon, Connecticut.
Well, thank you. My wife and I have really been humbled by the outreach and the warm welcome we've received. So kudos to the state of Connecticut and to Sharon.
You know, it's interesting.
Sharon region.
It's interesting when I look at your background, and I'd like to ask this of people that have been in their careers for a while. I mean, I started out as a midnight announcer doing disc jockey programs, and I've wound up being a co-owner along with Jill Goodman here of five non-profit radio stations, which, take me back then when I started, it was never on the radar. So with you, and when you got into medicine, I see that you served as chief of vascular surgery at one point in your career at the Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, Massachusetts. I mean, when you got into this career full time, is heading up a hospital something that you ever envisioned, or were you more focused in on the actual hands-on work of being a surgeon?
Oh, I was focused on the hands-on work. I went into this into medicine really, to help society, to, you know, the usual things you have when you're young and altruistic, and really was interested in really working hard at developing. Departments as I was taking care of the patients, and everything else just came secondarily over time. You know, just one thing led to another, to another, to another. But if you would have told me in 1983 when I was married and we made the decision to go to medical school, I never would have guessed that we'd be here today. So
I think that's the great ladder that I call it, the step ladder of success and learning of the career that you are in. I mean, I can't imagine the emotional connection you must have when you're a surgeon and you're called in to help somebody in distress. But then again, over the years and the things that you've learned, and I think people tend to forget the Hippocratic Oath that doctors take and why they get into being physicians and doctors and surgeons, but also the compartmentalization of what you learned over the years that eventually leads you to become the leader of a hospital. It's all a great big learning experience, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and it's a process. I mean, when I was a fellow in Chicago, found out that, you know, I really did have a good knack at teaching students and teaching junior residents. And then when I took a position in Cleveland as a staff vascular surgeon, and all of a sudden within 2 years I became the chief, more by necessity than anything else, as one of my partners became ill and another one was let go. And with that, I inherited a program to the general surgery program. And then with that, and just we raised our kids, and we didn't want to move them around. And then all of a sudden, as I was going through, you know, taking care of the patients and doing this other job on the side, came the realization that, ooh, this may be something down the road. And so we had the big family powwow, and we made... You know, the decision. I remember the kids kept saying, "Hey, you always keep telling us to go for it, and so we want you to go for it." You know, but they gave me the set rules. We weren't going to move, or if we were going to move, I was going to be the one moving, and they were going to stay in school. And that's what we did. And we ended up sacrificing to take each step, knowing we had to take steps to do each part of this to gain the ultimate position.
So now you're heading up Sharon Hospital, and healthcare today is 50,000% different than when you got into it at first.
That's an understatement.
I always described it speaking to a former head of Sharon Hospital, that healthcare was like this big Bermuda onion. No matter how how much you peeled it away. It was still an onion, but boy, did it change over the different layers and layers. And I guess I'm a little amazed at what hospital leaders have to go through nowadays to plan budgets, to plan staffing, to plan programming, to plan purchasing, and yet the delivery side of where the money comes from is just changes and fluctuates, and you have to predict this in advance.
It is. As I tell people when they see me, I used to have hair, and you know, it's like balancing on the edge of a razor blade. You can slip at any time, and when you think everything is going well, then something changes, and they're constantly changing the rules. And I think maybe that's the challenge, and that's the excitement of it. But you know, the main aspect of why we're in this is, one, we want to, you know, offer safe and high quality care to the community, and each community has to do it in a different way, and each hospital has to do it differently based upon the resources that the community can offer.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Herko, who is now heading up the Sharon Hospital for New Vance Health. Now, you first, and you're not new to New Vance, but because you've been with HealthQuest actually since 2017, correct?
Correct. I was brought on through the medical group, then it was known HealthQuest Medical Practice. I was brought on as one of the vice presidents. It was interesting, that job evolved. They needed help in regarding general surgery and the surgery department in developing leadership. And then they also needed someone who had expertise or in developing and running residency programs. And then they said, oh, by the way, we understand you've done some work with women's health. Can you run the women's health group also? And then, oh, by the way, we need, you know, medical specialties that are just one other aspect of all the care you've been doing. Can you handle that? And the next thing I know, I had that whole scope. And then it just, again, it evolved over time. And that's kind of why I like jobs like that, in that you make the job for what you are based on your personality and what your work ethic is. And then that expanded and allowed me to get the position here.
And looking back at your being with HealthQuest Medical Practice, it enabled you to be aware and know what's going on in Sharon well ahead of this. So not only did you get a look at Sharon Hospital, but also Northern Dutchess, Putnam, and Vassar Brothers, but I think it real important, it gave you your first real big exposure to Sharon Hospital, right?
It did. I would actually meet with the previous two presidents here on a weekly basis, because we pretty much provided a lot of the specialty care through the medical group. So I would sit with Denise George, Peter Cordeau, and we would kind of go over the state of the union and the needs and issues that they had and the stuff, the logistical issues that we had, and we'd work out strategies to handle the coverage and the incorporation of Sharon into then the HealthQuest system. And then we started moving things forward as we started looking at addition of programs and stuff like that. So it was a good learning experience across the board.
What are some of the most important things concerning you when you look at Sharon Hospital and the immediate future? What are the most important things that Sharon Hospital is doing and is planning on doing, and how does that translate into the long-term view? Because I know you have to, you can't just think about today in medicine.
Sure. Medicine, as you mentioned earlier, it's evolving. And the days of having large hospitals or large facilities with 600, 700, 800 beds just aren't what healthcare is. Is you know that you know people would have hernia surgeries, they'd be in the hospital a week. Now, I mean, total joints and even some cardiac procedures are same day surgery, and then they're out later that afternoon and go right to rehab. So that's the challenge that we have here at Sharon. We have an aging population. We have a very engaged community who are interested in maintaining care here. So our main portal, other than the ambulatory or outpatient services, which are growing rapidly, such as wound care, telehealth, we're adding tele-ICU now, stuff like that, we're actually, you know, our front door is the emergency room. And that's evolving because only, you know, a lot of insurers penalize patients for using the emergency room for primary care. So primary care has to grow, and that is a that's an area that the community really needs some more infusion. So you can see things that were traditionally something we never really had to think about now are issues that are forefront in regard to how this hospital is going to function in 2021 through, you know, 2050. We have to develop outpatient services. We have to develop a strong primary care base. We have to develop the specialty care. It'd be great to have oncologists here, but even in HealthQuest alone and in Nuvance alone, we have a shortage of medical oncologists to help with that cancer care. So we have to think of other ways of handling that care and or sharing those specialists with other facilities in the region. And that's stuff that we're working through as I'm still in that discovery phase.
Now, I've seen some of the press releases that we've talked about here on the air. It seems that in different ratings and in different surveys and in different aspects, both through the public and through medical teams, Sharon Hospital has been excelling lately in its accomplishments and its ratings.
It has, and that's the one thing. You know, people would say, oh, it's Sharon Hospital, it's gone through a lot of turmoil over the past 15 years, and why should we go there? Should we trust it? And I'd say yes. I mean, our safety record, that is one of the, it's called the Leapfrog Group. They look at how safe it is in the hospital. What are your chances of falling? What are your chances of developing infections? Stuff like that. We're a Leapfrog A facility, one of the rare ones, and actually in our system, it's few and far between here and throughout the state. Another area is our recently, it came out just a few weeks ago, the CMS rating, and they rate you on the mortality rate, your survival rate, your infection rates, your throughput through the emergency room, your throughput through the hospital, through different parts such as radiology, the clinical effectiveness of how well you are treated when you are in the hospital. And the good news is of the 4,470 hospitals in the country, we are one of the 407 which were given a five-star rating. And with that, we're the only one in Nuvance which has received that. And actually, even better, we're the only one in the state of Connecticut to receive that record. When you come into this facility, you actually are going to get high caliber, high quality type of care.
Yeah, I was reading the article. I think it was in the Republican American or Hartford Current before the weekend, exactly about what you're talking about. And my brother, who just retired from a long career in pharmaceuticals, always said to me over the years, you know, when you go into a hospital, what you go in for most of the times isn't what, if you're going to pass away, it's infection. And I think by Sharon Hospital's record and showing exactly how really, I mean, you're in the top 1% basically nationwide, how important that is when you're going to make a decision about a major medical procedure is that's one thing you want to know the most about, that hospital's record in that.
Oh, it is, and that's again what I've been working with the staff in my short time here, in that I congratulate everyone on, you know, their dedication to the facility, dedication to the community, and to the safety and high quality. But it again, there's that dual-edged sword in that because we are a smaller facility, it only takes one of those other issues to completely knock us off that pedestal. So my motto since I've arrived here is pretty much we have to strive for perfection. That is a difficult thing to do, but that's the only way we can keep these high ratings going is we have to be perfect, and we have to really be proactive. We have to develop, you know, means and processes to stay ahead of of the game in regards to recognizing these issues which could lead to infections or other patient safety issues. So that's the challenge, and it's to keep everyone engaged to move forward in these areas.
Well, before I let you go, Doctor, I just one other question is, how's it been? Have things turned out like you kind of thought they would be, or are they a little different? Do you still get that same excitement, or maybe when you took this job as you did when you took other jobs 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, it's this has been much better than I thought it would be. Everyone has been open and forthcoming. People here definitely are not afraid to express their opinions. We mentioned that one of the services I neglected to discuss was even our OB service, and that's an issue. That is something that we take interest in, and we definitely know that we have a need in the community, and we are working out various strategies to maintain that. And in regard to how do I feel going in the mornings? My wife said, for the first time in probably a few years, I'm actually sleeping better. I'm actually relaxed because she feels that I'm in a groove or in a position that I'm really comfortable with and really enjoying. And that is definitely the truth. I really have a lot positive to say about this whole experience.
Well, Dr.
Marco, to learn.
a belated welcome from us here at Robinhood Radio to you and Sharon as head of Sharon Hospital. And we hope to check in with you every now and then, at least two or three times a year. Just see how things are going because, as I said, all you have to do is take a look at the newspaper pages, on the stories on the Internet. Healthcare is an hour-by-hour change sometimes. So good luck in the future.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate your kind words, and we will do our best with our leadership team here and in our partnership with the community to move Sharon forward into the early 2020s. How's that?